There's a chance you've heard of Milan, Indiana, but many of you have not. Or maybe you did, but you know it by a different name. For if you have watched one very well-known sports movie, then you may know this town as Hickory. We'll go there on this edition of The American Countryside. You've heard me talking about our American Countryside trip to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. And you can still get great pricing on the adventure that includes Rome, Florence, and Venice. We'll see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills, and sprawling vineyards, and much more. Just click the link at AmericanCountryside.com for details, or give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942, and mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. You can still get great pricing, so don't wait. Join us today.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Milan, Indiana has an important link to the movies. You just may think it was another town, though.
We did what they did in the movie Hoosiers, only we did it for real.
Rosalind McKittrick lives in Milan, a town known as Hickory in the movie Hoosiers. It was a huge sports story when it happened, and remains so today.
We competed against everybody. 751 schools, and we come out number one. Worked our way through it all.
At the time, Indiana did not separate schools by size, so everyone competed together. You can still see the huge handwritten bracket here at the Milan 1954 Hoosiers Museum.
All of them were friends and neighbors, the boys that played on this team. And we still call these 80-year-old men boys because we love them so much. But they just were small town, and anybody that's lived in a small town knows what it's like. And they lived in the rural area, most of them around the town.
Most of the young men on the team had played together for all of their lives. Four in particular played on their farm with a hoop on the barn. Their makeshift court would influence the way they played.
They practiced all the time and played together. They didn't know they were going to do what they'd done. They tell the story about that they always went to the right because there was a manure pile on the left of their goal where they played, and they always knew, so they got into this habit.
Rosalind has met many of those on the team. She is one of the volunteers who oversees the museum to the team in Milan.
These men are all very successful, have wonderful families, and you just like them the minute you meet them, and they've been that way all their lives.
So how much of the movie Hoosiers was true to life? We continue our story next time as we travel the countryside. In Milan, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCrae.